Hello, this is Guy Starkey at BFBS Gibraltar. And the Rock's a long way from Coronation Street, yes, but only the other day, one of the many visitors to our shores was actor Fred Feast, otherwise known as the character Fred G, for a long time the barman at The Rover's Return. Well, Fred's been absent from TV screens for quite a while, but out here Fred was back behind the bar, that of a pleasure boat doing trips around the bay, all as part of a promotional venture. Does this mean that Fred will forever be typecast as a publican?
It appears so, but the type of drinks I served yesterday were... unfortunately, there's no draft beer, so luckily we didn't get any Mancunians because they'd have wanted the Boddingtons or whatever. But I'm afraid I am typecast, but even so, I'm playing King Stonybroke in pantomime in Dartford, in Kent this year with Bobby Davro, so I think Fred G, King Stonybroke, yeah... I'm going to typecast.
Wouldn't other members of the Coronation Street cast prefer to break away and do a few other acting roles for a challenge?
I think a lot of them could want to break away from the street, but you see, there's security there. Security in every week or every month, whatever, picking up a nice fat to be a little more adventurous and do one or two other things before I retired or possibly took a pub.
But with the challenge of the BBC's new soap opera, EastEnders, with its steamy, no-holds-barred plots, how long can The Street last? Now it's no longer Britain's number one TV show.
The Street will never go. One or two other upstart programmes will come along. I mean, I love EastEnders and Albion Market I like. I like Crossroads. I like them all. To knock Coronation Street off a pedestal that it's held for many, many years. I mean, Coronation Street first, Coronation Street second, Coronation Street first, Coronation Street second. And then suddenly another programme knocks it off. Instead of being first and second, it's sort of third and fourth. Well, you know, I mean, any programme to be in the top 10 has got to be good. But what you're saying is, because Coronation Street isn't number one and two, something's gone wrong. Mm-hmm. But yet, behind number one and two is 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. They're all jolly good programmes. There's nothing wrong with Coronation Street. Coronation Street will bounce right back to the top. But that doesn't mean to say that there's anything wrong with EastEnders. It's gone through bad patches, and let's face it, over the past few years, two or three years anyway, a lot of the favourite names have left. But I'm sure that knowing Granada Television, knowing Bill Podmore, the producer, he'll keep the street going, and the street will keep going. And I hope it does, and I hope one day possibly to return. Who knows?
With Fred Feast, this is Guy Starkey of BFBS Gibraltar.